Carson Keithley brings the ball across the timeline, goes to the right corner, a pass tipped out of bounds by St. Pius. Chillicothe's ball down by two, opening seconds of the second quarter. They inbound it to go over to Parkey. Original starting five in for Chillicothe once again. Keithley and Clample will have to be a little more cautious. Jones works at top of the circle. Left wing to Clampett. Baseline, now back to Clampett. Jones receives it. Lays it up, gets her own rebound. Reverse shot, doesn't go in. She'll get two more looks at the line. A good effort by Hannah Jones. Try to reverse layup, kind of Cade Snyder style, with her back. Try to arch her back and get it to fall behind her head. That's the first foul on Abby Hipp. First free throw, no good. This basketball game also being broadcast on the World Wide Web, courtesy of Green Hills Technologies in Breckenridge. Go to our website, kchi.com, click on the link. Jones, 2 of 3 at the line tonight, makes that one. And it's a one-point Pius lead now. They go over baseline left, Malott. Give to Hipp, up top, Musariki. Right side around the horn to go baseline. Amanda Hayes hurting Chillicothe. That's her second bucket tonight. Everyone stepping up. 10-7, Chillicothe down by three. That's their biggest deficit of the game so far. They made their first shot for their only lead. It's been tied up three times. Typical close first half of action. Keithley, yes, yes, yes. Top of the key, Keithley. Drains the trifecta, and that ties it up with a single shot. High post, Hayes kicks it out. Three ball doesn't fall. Oh, follows the shot like a good player does. Denzer will get the rebound after the missed tray. Shovels it up top to Musariki, the point guard. I like seeing that out of ball players. Follow your shot when you shoot. You're not going to make all of them. There's a little problem with the PA system for a second. I think it woke up anyone that might have been napping. Right side feet inside to Hipp. Double team. Works around Parkey. And an easy one for Hipp. Abby Hipp. Perfect inside. She's got 6 points. And Chillicothe facing a deficit once again. 12-10. 2 minutes into the quarter. Keithley, circle right. Her pass to Jones. Tipped out of bounds by Malott. If you remember, last year we trailed for a good part of the first three quarters before starting the fourth with a run. Jones goes to the hole, delivers the goods. Hannah Jones with 5 of the team's 12, and we're knotted at a dozen apiece. Across the timeline, ponytail wagging in the breeze. Musariki pulls it up, goes right wing to Denzer, back up top to the point guard. They play pitch and catch, and a pass by Denzer to the corner, tipped out of bounds by hustling Whitney Clampett. 12 apiece, 5:31 left to play, second quarter. Pius's basketball, inbound it to Hayes on the wing. She's working with Denzer over on the right side. Musariki, the point guard, top of the key. Feed into Hipp, kick out. Long range deuce, misses everything. An air ball tossed up by Amanda Hayes. Jones comes up with a rebound, takes it to the hole, and we'll go back to the line. Hannah Jones trying to make something happen. And that's the second foul on 6'2 Abby Hipp. Hipp reminds me a lot of Ashlyn Dotson of Lafayette. She's about the same size, same aggressiveness, good all-around player. Playing for down in Springfield after she graduates. She's just a junior. Playing for Missouri Southern. First one is in. Both of them are in. Chillicothe retakes the lead with a pair of Hannah Jones free throws. And the Lady Hornets by two now in this seesaw game. Pius goes over circle left. Malott cross court to Denzer. Up top to Musariki. Chillicothe in a version of a zone defense. 2-3 zone for Chillicothe. Denzer right wing, baseline to Hayes, trying to get it into Hipp. No success yet. Hipp has some nice step-around moves as well to free herself up inside. Shot by Malott is good. Allison Malott with her first bucket. Ties it back up with 4:33 left to play, 14 apiece. Keith Lee across the timeline as I rip my headphones off. Sorry about that. Baseline wide open tray. Oh, in and out. Doesn't get it to Paul Leatherman. Didn't want to try for the rebound for fear of a whistle. And timeout by St. Pius. We're back after this. 14 apiece midway through the second. This is basketball on KCHI. Coming out of the timeout, they work it right wing. Knocked loose by Chillicothe out of Malott's hands. This will bring Sidney Routh, the 5'6 senior, back into the ball game. Routh checks in, and Malott, the senior, sets down. St. Pius's basketball, they're half the court, along the sideline. They get it in, tried to get it into hip, stolen by Maggie Leatherman. Maggie with the steal, down to Jones. Keithley drives baseline left, shreds through the defenders, and slipped it off her hand. Didn't quite get the elevation she wanted there. Ball is lost out of bounds, actually, by St. Pius, so Chillicothe will inbound it. Oh, shot in and out off the inbounds play. Down court, Chillicothe sets on defense, 14 apiece. And Routh for Pius works it over right side to Musariki. Up top now to Denzer. Circle left to Routh. Denzer just inside the circle. Long range two doesn't fall. Parkey with a nice rebound. Protects it. They go down court to Keithley. Right wing to Jones. Micah Clark set to check into the next opportunity. 3 minutes left in the first half. Jones three ball. Boom! Yes, yes, yes! Count it! Three for Hannah Jones. Her first three ball tonight. She's got 10 of the team, 17. She came to play some hoops tonight. Antoinette Musariki, right side to Routh. Tipped out of bounds by hustling Whitney Clampett. Micah Clark checks in, and Keithley has a breather. More than that, they want to make sure she doesn't pick up a third foul in the next 2 minutes, 40 seconds. She's a great aggressive defender. Sometimes she gets caught, though. Musariki over left side to Routh. Three ball doesn't fall for Routh. Tracked down in the corner by Denzer. Over left side to Hayes. 2:23 left in the half. 17-14 Chillicothe. Musariki top of the key. Clark fights through a pick. She has to give it up. Hip. Circle right. Baseline right now. Hayes. On the right wing, cross court to Denzer, circle left. Leatherman hustles back onto that side in the zone defense. High post, open from the high post, doesn't get it to fall. Rebound lost out of bounds by whom? Chillicothe's ball, as Denzer couldn't get it to fall from the high post. And then they couldn't haul it in on the rebound. Keithley checks back in, and Clampett sets down. Minute 53 left to play, first half, defensive battle, 17-14, Chillicothe by three, five team fouls on Chillicothe, four on St. Pius. Possession arrow pointing Pius's way. Left side, Leatherman. Up top to Clark. Keithley throws a fake, nothing develops. Go inside to Parkey. Off the glass, count it! Parkey popped it up, put it in! K-Bob with the deuce. And biggest lead of the game now, Chillicothe by five, biggest lead for either team. Hip working high post against Leatherman. Has to bump it back out to Routh. Up top to Hip, Parkey working it on her now. Gets it to Musariki. Look at Carson all over her. Great defense. Student body packed over there. They're loving it for Chillicothe. Up top, they're daring Routh to shoot from outside. She won't. Denzer will shoot from three. She'll miss it. Clark with a bump on the rebound. They let her get away with it. And an offensive rebound for 25, Amanda Hayes. There's a three ball by Hip after missing two in the first quarter. Makes that one. And it's a two-point lead now. Can Chillicothe answer? 43 seconds left in the half. 19-17, Chillicothe. Second quarter, first half, been tremendous, just as we expected. Cross-court pass almost stolen by Routh, something to think about, but controlled by Keithley. Dish inside to Parkey. Pivot, shoots, drops it in, Cinder to the line. K-Bob working hard inside and is rewarded with a possible three-point play. That is the second one on Amanda Hayes. Hip with two, Hayes with two. For the Lady Hornets, Keithley and Clampett with two. Team fouls even at five apiece. Keithley checks out. Campbell checks in for her. One free throw at the line for Caitlin Parkey. First visit at the charity stripe for her tonight. Boom! Caitlin Parkey turns a three-point trick. Lady Hornets back on top by five with 21 seconds left. Musariki will cross a timeline. Unless there's a tie-up, it'll be... The basketball will belong to St. Pius to start the second half as well. So this is the key possession for Chillicothe. 8, 7 seconds. Musariki, key defensive opportunity for Chillicothe. Three ball comes up short. The stick back doesn't count. It was missed by Hayes from baseline right. And Chillicothe takes a five-point lead into the halftime locker room. 22-17, Lady Hornets with a strong second quarter. We'll dissect it next on KCHI.